Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
And welcome. Good morning. Good morning. My goodness. Here we are back in the saddle here on Out and About with Elaine. No, Elaine's voice has not suddenly changed. It is me, Tom Rafferty, filling in for Elaine. Great to be here. Elaine is out and about somewhere. Let me just check the out and about budget guidelines here. She travels about 29 times a year. This week she is, she's in Virginia. I believe she's at a family gathering in Virginia. Can you imagine that? The LaRoches getting together? My goodness. Whew. So yeah, she is not going to be here today. I'm filling in for Elaine. Great to be here. We're here for an hour. This show kind of devotes itself to letting people know exactly what's going on in and around the area, different events, different happenings, things that you can do on a great summer day on this Saturday, July 22nd. And it is another just stellar day out there weather-wise. We will hear from meteorologist Jim Corbin coming up in a little while. I will tell folks we have a great guest coming up at 7:30 on the phone line. She is supposed to call exactly at 7:30. It might be 7:29. It might be 7:31. Her name is Shari Gernon, and Shari is the director of the Mansfield Parks and Recreation. She directs that whole department in Mansfield. There's so much going on in Mansfield over the summer and into the fall. I thought I'd invite her on to talk about the day camp, the tennis tournament coming on. There's a lot of stuff that's happening in Mansfield. So Shari will be with us to tell us a lot about what's happening, to get people out and active and physically going. That's what it's all about. So it's a great day today. You're listening to AM 1320 WARA. My name's Tom Rafferty. I'm filling in for Elaine today so that she can be at her family reunion. Or I guess she's got a lot of family, some sisters and cousins down in the Virginia area. And that's a great trip from here. I'm not sure how far Virginia is. What is it? Probably, I would say it's got to be 500 miles. We have Mike Catanzaro here. Mike is here, board hopping, producing as usual. One of the great foundations of WARA, probably a 25, 30-year employee here. Probably lasted longer than anybody else in the entire WARA family. But Mike himself is a little, I guess he has some kind of laryngitis, so he's not speaking today. We could give him the microphone, but we don't want to, you know, put him through that. So, but he's here manning the board and manning the phone lines. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 508-222-1320. You certainly can talk about anything going on, or maybe you have something you're going to be doing today. It's summertime. It's a slower time of the year. A lot of people take time off during the July and August time. And there's so much going on. I should tell folks there is a full lighting of the water fire tonight. Full lighting. My wife and I went just a few weeks ago to the water fire. And it is just so peaceful, relaxing, spiritual, the music. You sit down by the, I believe that's the Providence River, isn't it, Mike, where the water fire goes through, where they build all the little, I mean, they must go through like 150,000 pieces of wood on a Saturday night, but it's a great, great time to go. Thousands of people there. That'll be going on tonight. And of course, the one of the big things, I believe this is week number, could be week five, week six, for the Attleboro Farmers Market. That starts at 9 o'clock this morning. That'll be at McConnell Field at Capron Park. And Heather Parika, her husband Eddie, and her whole family and some of their volunteers do a wonderful job. It's been rated as the number one farmer's market in the entire area. I was watching online today, and so many people make comments that they just love going to the farmer's market. Today will be a great day to go out to the farmer's market. There's so much there. Fresh vegetables and squash, tomatoes, sweet corn. All the farmers around Wrentham and Mansfield and Rehoboth and Seekonk. They have a lot of great vendors. There's so much there. Great wines. They have kettle corn. It'll take me the whole hour to tell you all the vendors there, but there's new vendors there all the time. And of course, some of the great vendors that are always there year after year. So Heather and Eddie do a fantastic job. The Attleboro Farmers Market, 9 to 1. Maybe we'll see you there today, walking around and buying some great produce. So that goes on today. What else is going on today? Well, let's take a look and see. We happened to go last Sunday. They had a fantastic band at the Capron Park, a band that played some great music. That was a free concert Sunday, and that's all part of the summer concert series. Tony Viveros, one of the park commissioners, is so great at raising money and helping to get those bands going. The annual summer concert series continues this Thursday night, and they're going to have the Corvairs there on July 27th. That starts at 6:30. So if you have a night where you're not doing much and you like great music, free, and you'll see some of your neighbors and friends there, always a good crowd over at Capron Park. So that's some of the things going on today. What else is going out and about? I wanted to. I was thinking about some of the things to talk about today, and when you think about out and about, you know, Elaine named this show "Out and About," and I tried to kind of capitalize on those words. And I'm thinking, well, what's out and about? What is it? You could be out there running errands, out with activities, and it's all about staying active, staying physically healthy, being with your neighbors and friends. Or you could say, what's out and about? I could say that Mineola oranges are out in most stores. Can anybody find a Mineola orange, for goodness sakes? I mean, I'm serious. You know, I've been listening to some of the other talk shows, even last night on the big station up in Boston, they were talking about some of the most light topics because nobody wants to talk about politics, you know, on a hot summer day. Where the heck are the Mineola oranges? I love Mineola oranges. They're so good, so nutritious. They're so juicy. There's no seeds. They're easy to peel, and they're so great for you. I have searched 13 stores in the last month and a half. I mean, Mineola, if anybody could tell me where I could buy some Mineola oranges, I would be eternally grateful. Every store has the navel oranges. I'm talking about the Shaw's, the Stop and Shops, Market Basket, Roach Brothers. There is not a store in Bristol County that I have not gone into to say, do you have any Mineola oranges?
No, buddy. Sorry, we're out. They're out of season.
What do you mean they're out of season? They're oranges. You know, California grows oranges. Florida grows oranges. I guess I don't know what it is. So if anybody could tell us where we could find a Mineola oranges, I would be really grateful. Really, really grateful. I even checked a Shaw's in Randolph. I drove all the way to Randolph. The Stop and Shop in Warwick on Cohasset Boulevard? Or Cohasset? Or in North Kingston? Most Stop and Shops, I've checked probably five of them. Have you? You have bought Mineola oranges in this in these areas? Well, I'm going to be going down there today. Mike Catanzaro testifies that there are Mineola oranges in North Kingston. Where is that, on Route 4, right off Route 4? Frenchtown Road. Oh, Frenchtown Road? Okay, I know where that is, right off of Route 4. I'm going to call down there, Mike, and if there's no Mineola oranges, there's going to be a confrontation, I'm telling you. So, anyway. But anyway, if you'd like to give us a call, it's 508-222-1320. If you are tuning in and expecting to hear Elaine, she's not here today. She is in Virginia. I thought maybe she'd call us. But you know what? She probably just got down there Thursday night or yesterday morning, and they probably had a big family get-together. And you know Elaine. I mean, I'm looking at her wine budget here for the Out and About show. $2,400 last year on wine for Elaine. That includes her Germany trip, two trips to Hawaii. Can you imagine that? $2,400. How do you think we substantiate that amount in the budget? You ought to see her out and about itinerary. I can't believe where she's going in August and September. It's amazing. And then, of course, November, she'll be, at the turkey trot where they round up all the turkeys. And then in Christmas time, she'll be at the parades moving into the new year. It's just amazing. So coming up at 7:30 this morning, we will have the director of recreation at the Mansfield Park and Recreation Department, Shari Gernon, will be with us to talk about all the great activities in Mansfield going on, including a doubles tennis tournament. They have their summer camp going on. There's so much going on in Mansfield. I thought I'd invite her on. She'll be here at 7:30. She'll be calling us at 7:30. It's currently 66 degrees outside. Going to be another warm one today, but I don't think as bad as the last few days, although I never say bad in July or August. I love the warm weather. I was born in July. And I just enjoy this kind of type of year. Can you believe this? On my regular duties as a courier and picking up specimens, I actually get out of my car about 15 times a night, and I walk and I jog just to keep active, keep my blood going. And last night in Newton, I did about 2.5 miles walking and jogging before my next stop. So. Meteorologist Jim Corbin says we'll have a mixture of clouds and sun today, high 89 degrees, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, overcast conditions, low overnight dropping to 64. For tomorrow, Sunday, intervals of clouds and sun, cooler, high 78 degrees, winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday night, we will see partly cloudy skies becoming cloudy, with periods of rain after midnight. Now, the chance of rain will be about 80%, and a quarter of inch of rain is expected. And for Monday, the start of the work week again, scattered thunderstorms, high 71, winds east-northeast at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. There is a 60% chance of rain on Monday. And meteorologist Jim Corbin will certainly fill out the rest of the days for you with all the whys and hows of the weather, why the weather fronts come in, why it's been so warm and humid. I'm sure he'll give us a few antidotes and some history on the weather during this time of year. And so we are here. It is 14 after 7. I think Michael is signaling it's time for a break. So we'll take a break on Out and About. We'll come back. Open phone lines for you. We're here live till 8 o'clock. Join us. Tom Rafferty sitting in for Elaine LaRoche.
Runners, take your mark. The Come On Fest 5K Road Race is back for its 27th year on Saturday, August 12th. The race kicks off at 10 a.m. at Diamond Hill Park in Cumberland, Rhode Island. But runners should arrive early to find parking and get their race bib. The race is USA Track and Field sanctioned and is being run in memory of Sal Corio, Tony Souza, and Kyle MacLachlan. Runners can find more information and a race application at cumberlandfest.org.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed. Hot town, summer
in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Yes, Elaine is gainfully employed. She has a great job. And she just does this for fun, basically. And I guess she's down in Virginia with her family and friends. And whenever Elaine LaRoche enters a state, there's a contingent of state police that kind of escort her in because of the crowds that like to gather. And, hey, it's Out and About with Elaine. That's Elaine LaRoche. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, that's a whole nother story. I can't believe where she's going. I don't know how they do this with the budget. I got to get out there and maybe sell some underwriting announcements or something. It's just ridiculous. Let's go to the phone lines because the weather is certainly on people's minds. Let's talk with and listen to meteorologist Jim Corbin. Jim?
Hello, Tom. Nice to hear you on a fun Saturday morning, Sunday. I'm getting ahead of myself, but yeah, and hello, Mike. Lane's down in Virginia where the temperatures today are going to be in the mid-90s, but we are going to have more like the mid-80s today, maybe a few upper 80s to the north and west, but Tom, this is the last day, and I'll be very quick because I know you have a lot of stuff to get to and guests and stuff. But this will be the last very warm day we're going to have for a while. Now, the week before last, the complaints rolled in that we had a lot of cloudy weather and it was some rain. Remember that? I'm on vacation and I want it sunny every day. Well, I always say you need one or two days to kind of like recharge yourself in terms of cloud cover and rain occasionally. We're going to finally get that on Monday. But not today. We're going to have highs in the mid-80s. Winds will be out of the west, as you mentioned just a few minutes ago. That west wind, though, means the humidity levels have dropped. So that's the good news. You might have noticed yesterday if you were out, even though it was still a very warm day, and it'll be similar today, it wasn't exactly really humid. And that is going to be the trend over the next several days. Not that it's going to get real refreshing, but the bottom line is we're going to tone down both the temperature and the humidity. Tonight we're going to fall down into the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Now, I don't expect too much rain. We were thinking the last 2 days that we might get some rain for a good portion of tomorrow, but it really looks like it's going to wait until later Sunday night and Monday. So the big story really is the cooler temperatures. So the cool down begins tomorrow. Now, it's not going to be cool, really, but it's going to be less warm than it has been. High temperatures, mid-70s tomorrow. So if you like to be outside and you don't like it really warm, your pick day for the weekend is not today, it's tomorrow. Today is mid-80s, tomorrow is mid-70s. Northeast breezes will kick in. Now, it's not going to be a strong wind, but the key is the direction. And then finally, Tom, you're going to probably be driving on Monday around the area.
I will be driving, Jim. Like a, of course, I will be driving.
Up to Worcester and New Bedford, and Tom is all around 200 plus miles a day. He's amazing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you're going to be driving with probably having to deal with the windshield wipers on Monday, because Monday is the day we're going to feature periods of rain, northeast winds. So get this, Tom, the high may not get out of the upper 60s on Monday. So that's the big break in the cool. That's when we bottom out. Now, Tuesday is still going to be cool, but probably more like the low 70s. So we have three cooler days, Sunday, tomorrow, not today, tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday. And then those of you that like the sunshine and warmer temperatures, you're going to like Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
Terrific. I'll take so that cool
short,
weather.
Yeah, short and sweet. Yeah, you like a break. I mean, not everyone, I know. But, you know, you like a break on occasion. It's just like I talked about this last week with, mm-hmm. with Dom and Paul. And I'll end on this, Tom. I know you have some guests coming and everything else. It's like in the wintertime. And by the way, today is Midsummer Day. Happy Midsummer Day, everyone. July 22nd, we have peaked out in terms of temperature. Today is like January 22nd in the winter, which is the pit of winter, the coldest average temperature. So today we have peaked out. We're going to be fairly close to average. We're not going to be obviously broiling hot. But it's like in the summertime when we have cool days. It's like in the wintertime when you have a couple of days that it warms up into the 50s after you've gone through cold temperatures every day, whether you're in upstate New York or Massachusetts or Rhode Island or wherever. You have a couple of warm afternoons in the 50s in the wintertime and you say, oh, spring fever. Well, beginning tomorrow and especially Monday, we're not going to have spring fever. We're going to have autumn or fall fever because we're going to start to feel, ooh, what's coming up over the next few months. My favorite time of year is fall. And we're going to have hints of fall. And I think that's great because, again, next week we're going to warm up on Wednesday and Thursday back into the 80s. So just take a break from the heat a little bit tomorrow and especially on Monday and Tuesday, and then we warm up again. So as always, Tom, and I'll end on this, in the weather department, we try to please everyone.
And you do. I think most days and evenings you do. I mean, as Paul Healy says, you create the weather, which is a hard task to do. I think you do a great job.
Unfortunately, I create, when he says that in a joking way, it's a great creation when it pleases everyone. When it mm-hmm. doesn't please everyone, then people are ready to mm-hmm. throw tomatoes at me. But
yeah.
Speaking of tomatoes at the farmer's market, yet another great day for the farmer's market. I bring this up, and I've talked about this before. When you have things, outdoor activities in the summertime, the best chance of not getting rain is scheduling it in the morning, because the morning, about tons of percentages over the afternoon, there's less chance of rain in the morning. And that's exactly why in just a little over an hour and a half, the farmer's market kicks in at 9 o'clock in Attleboro with good weather. It's going to be comfortable. It's not hot yet. Today is going to be about 85 or 86, but that won't be until 3 or 4 this afternoon. So you're looking at, talking about out and about, Tom, you know, you're talking about an event that takes place every Saturday morning in the warm season, and it's almost never rains, and it's always good weather. So mm-hmm. I've always said this, I'll end on this, Tom, as always I like to say. I wish they just scheduled more events in the warm season, whatever it is, in the morning. And people say, oh, I don't want to get up in the morning. You can get up by like 8 or 9 o'clock and get it done. Get it done in the morning, and then the event takes place, and then you have the rest of the day to do whatever else you want.
Nice. I like that. I do. That's a great way to schedule things. Too bad baseball should learn that.
I've
you know,
wouldn't
that be great?
Oh, it would be so great, Tom. Seriously, I wish that, you know, the Pawtucket Red Sox, like yesterday, I think their game was at 11:05 because they were going on the road, and they, you know, it's a going away thing, almost like the Red Sox the other day. By the way, they won last night in Los Angeles.
They did, yes, and the Yankees won. We just Yankees, can't catch it, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, the Yankees and Red Sox are staying. I love it, though. It's not like it was 20 years ago in terms mm-hmm. of the fighting and stuff like that, but it's good to see the Red Sox and the Yankees in a pennant race again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you would agree with that. So
sure.
I think it's three or three and a half games.
Three and a half.
Three and a half, yeah. But again, yeah, schedule something in the morning, and you have a better chance of not getting rained on in the warm season. I'm not talking just summer, but, you know, like late spring, through the early fall season, because the majority of rain falls in the warm season between 3 and 9 o'clock in the afternoon. The least amount of rain falls between 3 a.m. and 9 a.m., 9 to 10 a.m. So, once again, in just a little over an hour and a half, the farmer's market will be great. The weather won't be an issue. It's going to be still comfortably mild, not hot, because it's in the morning. And so get out and enjoy. And I'll end on that, Tom.
Okay. Hey, Jim, before you go, I got to tell you something. I want to leave you with a laugh here. Okay. The other night, I tell you, I had such a bad, bad dream. I have to tell you, it was like a nightmare.
Was I in it?
No, you weren't. You were in a dream a few weeks ago. I'll tell you about some other time. But
okay.
I dreamed, this is strange, I dreamed that I was a muffler of a car. I was a muffler, and I kept dreaming, and I kept dreaming. I finally woke up, and I was exhausted.
What?
You get it? Muffler, exhaust.
Yes. Is that a joke?
Wow.
That was the joke.
Hey, I'll tell you, Jim, that was you delayed just as much as I did a few weeks ago when you were trying. Tom, move the decimal point. Remember that? Oh, my Lord. Yeah, get it? I dreamed that I was a muffler, and I woke up exhausted.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You got to write a little book on that.
Right.
Tom Rafferty's.
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 Ridiculous reality. Jokes or something.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense. You're in the car or the automobile for hours on end.
Oh,
every
definitely.
Day, driving around. So why not dream of a muffler?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
sure.
You hear it constantly.
Absolutely.
All right. Good talking to you, Tom.
All right.
Today is the warm day of the weekend. Tomorrow it gets cooler, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Have a great, great rest of your summer. I'm sure I'll be listening and learning from meteorologist Jim Corbin again. Now, there's something I learned there. Every time you listen to Jim, you learn something about weather patterns. You learn something about, weather fronts and terminology of weather. He said in the summertime, mostly, like just about 100% of the time, rain happens between 3 in the afternoon and 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, not in the morning. Now, I wonder whether that would apply in the wintertime with snow. It's probably similar because we do get a lot of snow overnight, I know. So, anyway, we are here. Let me just check the time here. We have to take a quick break, I think, in another minute or so. And then we're going to be hearing from my guest in about 1 minute or so, Sherry Gernon. She's the director of the Mansfield Recreation Department. We'll be talking about all the great activities that the town of Mansfield has for young people and adults to get people out and about. We're going to take a break here on this Saturday, July 22nd. Current temperature 66 degrees. We'll be right back. Open phone lines as well, 508-222-1320. Out and about with Elaine Rafferty filling in will return. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs. Gonna meet you on the rooftop. But now it's still a world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night.
The Hampstead Stage Company, a national professional touring theater company, will present a two-man performance of Pinocchio at the Taunton Public Library on August 4th from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Pinocchio is the tale of an Italian woodcarver, Geppetto, who carves a sun out of a block of pine. The story follows the wooden boy's quest to become a real boy. Pinocchio is suitable for audience members aged 3 years and older. For more information on the play, visit hampsteadstage.org.
If you are experiencing an unplanned pregnancy and are unsure of what to do or where to get help, Abundant Hope Pregnancy Resource Center in Attleboro is here for you. We provide lab-quality pregnancy tests and counseling to help you plan for your future. And to those families struggling to take care of their little ones, we offer diapers, wipes, and baby food. Perhaps you are experiencing pain or grief from an abortion. We have a post-abortive healing program to help you resolve those feelings. Our services are always free and confidential. Call us at 508
855-0425.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Say yes to one and let the other one ride. There's so many changes.
And we are back. Welcome back here to our next segment on Out and About with Elaine. Tom Rafferty with you, filling in for Elaine, who is taking this Saturday off. She's away on a family get-together, so we are glad for Elaine. And definitely she drives carefully on the way back from Virginia. I remember last year she was telling us that several of her family members were in this long convoy on the way back from Virginia coming up 95. And, you know, they were causing quite a highway event, I guess. But everybody got back safely. And we so wish that Elaine has a great time down there and will return. She'll be back next Saturday on Out and About for the July 29th edition. We are waiting for my guest to call. And you know what? Sometimes these things just never happen. I did. What are you laughing at, Mike?
The show keeps going.
That's right. Live radio. You got to keep right on going along here. Sherry Gernon is scheduled to call us at 7:30. See, that teaches me. I hope she calls. Maybe she's a few minutes late. Always get a number to call back. I should have done that, but I didn't when I talked to her yesterday. Nice lady. She is the director of Parks and Recreation for the town of Mansfield. And the reason I wanted to talk to her is because there's just so much going on in Mansfield. They're going to have their fifth annual doubles tennis tournament coming up on August 12th and 13th, where people are going to be competing for prizes. Then they are going to have, they've got their summer camp going on now, and there is just a ton of stuff going on with the summer camp. They also have a lot of summer entertainment linked to the summer camp. Now, when's the next event? Right here, July 26th, which is, today's the 22nd. So that would be like Wednesday, the 26th. They're having a movie called Finding Dory, 97 minutes, and Sturdy Hospital is sponsoring that. So if you want to know more about what they're doing in the town of Mansfield, you can always email them at recreation@mansfieldma.com, or you can call them at 508-851-6458. You can dial out, right, Mike? You can dial out. Why don't you try calling that number just in case? See if I don't know whether anybody would be there on a Saturday. Why don't you call this number too? That's their summer camp number. But we will just keep rolling on. Anyway, meteorologist Jim Corbin was with us just a few minutes ago. And he is saying there is going to be a cool down in the weather for the next 2 or 3 days. Today, we are going to have a mixture of clouds and sun. High will be about 89 degrees. Hello? Oh. So you could bring it up on the phone lines if you wanted to, but let's see if anybody answers. I don't know if anybody's going to answer on a Saturday, but anyway. Mixture of clouds and sun, high 89 degrees, winds west-southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour tonight. Overcast conditions, low overnight dropping to 64 degrees. Okay, no answer there. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun. Tomorrow's the first day of the cool down. Meteorologist Jim Corbin says it's going to stay about in the mid-70s. Winds northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cooler, high 78 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, becoming cloudy with periods of rain after midnight. Chance of rain about 80% Sunday night. Quarter inch of rain is expected. And for Monday, scattered thunderstorms, high 71, winds east-northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. 60% chance of rain on Monday. Tuesday, also cool conditions, low in the 70s. And Wednesday and Thursday, we should see the heat coming back a little bit, back in the 80s. That's what we have for early next week into midweek. And of course, the good news is humidity levels have dropped. They'll keep dropping down for the next couple of days. And that will keep the conditions a little bit cooler. Current temperature is about 66 degrees. We've got some kind of some hazy sun out there now, a little bit of mixture of clouds and sun. So that's what we have for you currently. We are awaiting Sherry Gernon, who is supposed to be calling us. And she is... Why are you laughing, Mike? Mike loves it, you know. Sherry is standing me up here, you know. Story of my life, you know. You're going to have somebody on the phone lines. Go to Plan B. Go to Plan B, says Mike. Okay. Plan B. Wonderful. Let's take a look and see where Plan B is. Oh, here's Plan B. Oh, I've got it. Here we are. Okay. Sherry Gernon is supposed to be our guest, and we're going to talk about a number of things there. They have a yoga class that they have. A lot of activities going on in the autumn time. They have trips and lunches for campers. Lots of stuff. And if you're not doing anything today, the Attleboro Farmers Market will be on. This might be what week five, week six? And from what I have been told, I've kind of been working on and off on Saturdays, which I will be doing right after today's show. I'll be heading up to the American Red Cross in Dedham, doing some pickup and deliveries because it's kind of a busy season for them. And so that will be good. But the Attleboro Farmers Market, probably having the most success it has had since its inception. Heather, Parika, and Eddie and their family and all the volunteers there do such a wonderful job. They're so kind and nice, always chatting with a lot of the people that visit. And so that's going on today. It's going to be a nice day for the farmers market. Maybe you're looking for kettle corn. Maybe you're looking for the best sweet corn. Maybe you're looking for fresh fruit. Maybe you're looking for some of that organic vegetables, squash, potatoes, tomatoes. They just have everything there. Every time my wife and I go there, you see a lot of the same faces because they are very happy to continue with the farmers market. They have wines there. You can buy some great natural oils for your salad. There's just a lot of stuff there. And that'll be going on today from 9 to 1 at McConnell Field. That's over at Capron Park. That's a big open area there. There's plenty of parking. Great day to go over there and enjoy all of the vendors. And that is a happening. That's something that so many people look forward to. You always see people that you know there, friends and people who enjoy that kind of atmosphere. What else is going on today out and about? Well, you know, Mike and I were talking earlier off the air. OJ is out and about. And that was quite, I was expecting that. He was paroled out in Nevada And I guess on November or October 1st, he will be heading back to Florida at age 70. Lots of people wondering if he has now, you know, he's talked about he wants to be a better Christian. He wants to, you know, lead a better life. And let's see what happens now. I hope that there's not another episode of OJ. He should just quietly live out his remaining years and thank his lucky stars that he's, you know, not doing more jail time. So anyway, 508-222-1320. Tom Rafferty sitting in for Elaine the Roach, who is enjoying this day away with her family. She does periodically take time off, and she'll ask me once in a while to fill in. Sometimes she pre-records her show. And today I'm here live, and we would love to chat with you. I guess we were expecting Sherry Gernon from the Mansfield Parks and Recreation Department. She has not called as of yet, but that's okay. You know, we can talk a little bit. We'll schedule her in the future sometime. What else is going on? Today's Saturday, July 22nd. They have a clam bake benefit for Battleship Cove. That's at the Maritime Museum in Swansea. I didn't know they had a Maritime Museum in Swansea. That's going on today from 3 to 7. If you want more information, you can log on to www.battleshipcove.com. Also today, St. Mary's Italian Food and Music Festival with fireworks. That's at Cranston, 3 to midnight. Continues today, tomorrow, and the 22nd. Oh, it ends tomorrow, the 23rd. Now, you're from Rhode Island, aren't you, Mike? Have you ever heard of the St. Mary's Italian Food and Music Festival with fireworks? You have. It's good. Mike is like five star. Is it a five star event? Five star. Yes. Sure. If I go down there and it's only three stars, Mike, there's going to be a problem. And if I drive all the way down to North Kingston and there's no Mineola oranges, that's how we started our show today. What is out? Every darn grocery store in America does not have Mineola oranges. My kingdom. You know, I miss Mineola oranges so much. I eat a lot of fruit. Oh, we have another break coming up. If anybody can tell me where I can get some Mineola oranges, Shaw's, Stop and Shop, everywhere, Roach Brothers, Market Basket in South Attleboro, all the different grocery stores. Every time I see a store in a different town, I don't care if I'm on deliveries or not, I'll stop and I go into their produce department. Do you have Mineola oranges? Ah, no, sorry, buddy. They're out of season, man. Are you kidding me? You're like the 19th. Where are they? I mean, oranges are growing in California. They're growing, I think, also down in South America. And Florida has a big crop of oranges. Everywhere you go, I just, navel oranges are not my thing. I just, you know, they're too hard to peel. They have seeds in them. They're too hard. And the fruit inside of them is not the most appealing. You know, give me Mineola oranges or give me nothing. That's my motto right now. But blueberries are also, we'll talk about blueberries on a future date too, because blueberries are wonderful. So that's some of the things going on. The clam bake at Battleship Cove. And we'll talk a little bit more and we'll, you know, take your phone calls if you'd like at 508-222-1320. We'll be here till 8 a.m. Then we have like an hour lull, right? Is that right, Mike? We have some music that they play. And then, of course, the big guns come in. Cain and Sprague. Cain and Company. 9 to noon. And I'm sure he'll have some interesting guests today. Let's take another break. Is this our final break of the hour? And we'll come back and we'll wrap up Out and About for this Saturday, July 22nd. Stay with us.
Runners, take your mark.
The Come On Fest 5K Road Race is back for its 27th year on Saturday, August 12th. The race kicks off at 10 a.m. at Diamond Hill Park in Cumberland, Rhode Island. But runners should arrive early to find parking and get their race bib. The race is USA Track and Field sanctioned and is being run in memory of Sal Corio, Tony Souza, and Kyle MacLachlan. Runners can find more information and a race application at cumberlandfest.org.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Claudino's Auto Repair, located at 310 South Main Street in Attleboro, is celebrating 25 years in the auto and truck repair business. Over the years, John Claudino and his team of mechanics have worked to build a long-lasting rapport with their customers, from oil changes to diagnostics, transmissions, and routine maintenance on foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Claudino's will keep your vehicle running. Claudino's Auto Repair, 508-226-8545 or at claudinosautorepair.com.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully important.
Sherry, Sherry, baby, Sherry. Sherry, baby, Sherry.
Oh, great, great, Mike. You know, this when I remember when I used to do the 10 to 12 show, I used to look up there in the left corner on the computer and Mike would write these comical notes to me, you know, Tom, just keep talking, you know, like I knew it was Captain Zero all along. Anyway, so he puts Frankie Valli and the Seasons on with one of their great hits, Sherry. In honor of our, what's that about the, since I've been doing this back on WARA the last 4 or 5, 6 years, that's about the third or fourth guest that has stood me up. We're not going to be mad. We're going to call her back. We'll reschedule. Maybe she will call Dave's show. Mike and I, Mike, I'll tell you that cough, you got to take care of yourself. I need you to drink more water, Mike. Would you do that for me? Drink more water. And Mike is here, you know, running the board, producing, handling everything with the engineering. He says he feels great. He just has lost his voice. And so he has no voice. And usually Mike has a great resonant voice, great for radio. Has done a lot of stuff on air. Are you still doing your show, by the way, on your Sunday show? I've heard you many times with your Christian commentary. And you also play some music, don't you? How are they doing on that Saturday night coffee shop down in East Greenwich? Remember how you...
West Warwick.
Excuse me?
West Warwick.
Oh, West Warwick, that's right. They have that Saturday night coffee shop. Are you going to be there tonight? Why don't you just get on the mic? You can, you know, you can talk a little bit. You know, let the audience know how raspy and here. Why don't you take this one?
Turn my mic on.
Let's see. Is this it? Which one are you on?
I don't know. That's the one right there. So this is Mike Catanzaro. He has no voice at all. Maybe you can call up if you have a remedy on what Mike can do to get his voice back. Maybe some of the listeners could tell you a quick fix on the voice.
I got to get my voice back.
Yeah. Try to actually use the voice, and let's hear what you have to, you know, try to say something.
Something.
Okay, you got a little bit of it. And yeah. You think it's the air conditioning that's brought on, maybe?
That's what started this whole thing.
Wow. The air conditioning.
Well, it was too close to my bed.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, Mike. At least you're feeling good. You're laughing. Jeez. Anyway. Well, now that we've totally trashed this program, you know, it's a good thing Elaine will be back. Don't tell her anything about this show, Mike, because this is one that...
I won't.
You won't.
It's the word.
Yeah. What happens on the Out and About show for Saturday, July 22nd with Mike and Tom stays here in studio with Mike and Tom.
Well, it's a good thing you came in because then I'd have to do the show alone.
Right. Yeah. It would be called Out and About Whispering with Mike Catanzaro.
Sound to silence.
Right. You know, Mike is actually, the real truth of this is that Mike is in the East Greenwich Theater production of The Godfather, and he's actually playing Don Corleone's character. And that's all the character talks.
Hey, I'll give you an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm here between 7 and 8. So you did. You said, I want a coffee. Bring it in. And a blueberry muffin. You don't bring it in. The door's locked. Anyway. By the way, live radio continues between 9 and noon today. Dave Kane, I always call him the straw that stirs the drink, will be in from 9 to noon with his co-host, Donna Sprague. Sometimes people get confused. Is it Donna's show? Is it Dave's show? We never know. If you tune in, sometimes it does sound like it's Donna's show. And then it shows like some days it feels like it's, oh my gosh. It's Dave's show. Yeah.
I love the coffee you brought me.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
That's from Muriel at Dunkin' Donuts on Pleasant Street in Attleboro.
It's awesome.
And now I have to go to Sicily because I was involved in something very, very, very sad here in Attleboro, and the cops are looking for me. I've got to go to Sicily for probably 2 years. So don't tell nobody where I am.
I'd have to go to prison, but OJ's not there.
Yeah, OJ is out, that's for sure. Anyway. Wow, you've put me in a much better mood today. That's wonderful. So that's Mike Catanzaro. He is suffering from something called no voice. I hope you're going to be doing better. And maybe next time I fill in here from 7 to 8, you'll be sounding better. So there is lots to do today. The weather is going to cooperate. Meteorologist Jim Corbin says it's going to cool down over the next several days, although we're going to have a warm day today. Some rain late Sunday night into Monday. Other than that, it should be great to get out and enjoy the farmer's market. Maybe you want to go to some of the great parks. We will try to reschedule Sherry Gernon, the director of the Parks and Recreation Department in Mansfield. She was going to tell us all about some of the great things going on. But to find out more, just call them in the Parks and Recreation Department in Mansfield. You can call them at 508-851-6459. Or you can email them at recreation@mansfieldma.com. So let's take a look and see what time it is. Current temperature is still hovering around 66 degrees. We're 6 before the hour of 8 o'clock. We could get in a phone call if you'd like, 508-222-1320. Try and remember, if you're free on Thursday nights, the Great Summer Concert Series continues at Capron Park with an appearance by the Brass Connection and Chris Baird. That was already happening. This Thursday night on July 27th, they're going to have the Corvairs. So that's going to be wonderful. That's a free concert. Starts at 6:30. That's over underneath the Newell Shelter building there at Capron Park. Thursday night starts at 6:30. My wife and I were there last Sunday. And they had a wonderful, wonderful show. It started at 2 o'clock. Place was just packed. And it was just terrific. Great, great music. And always enjoy those concerts. Very, very relaxing. So wrapping things up, we are live every single day. I guess 6 days a week. Dominic Katoya starts the programming out at 6 a.m. It's Good Morning with Dominic, and Dominic does a wonderful job. He plays some great music, not only plays great music, but he educates you on all the great songs, all the bands, all the history of the band members, where they are today and yesteryear. He also has the latest news, traffic, weather with Jim Corbin, traffic with Gina Brown. He also has area guests all the time in studio with local Attleboro happenings. Great show, 6 to 9, Dominic Cotoia. And then Paul Healy, Pontificating with Paul and the Proletariat. That's from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Paul is a bit different, very quick-witted. I was listening to him yesterday, and they were talking about, well, I don't want to get into that. He was talking about him and Carol's habits of using paper towels. Did you hear any of that, Mike? Paul, do you get a chance to listen to him here and there? No? Oh, you're down in East Greenwich. It was great. He was talking about paper towels, the different uses of paper towels, and the difference between him and Carol from Quincy. Carol McLaughlin from the Quincy McLaughlins. So, anyway, we're still at 66. Going to be a nice day today. Hopefully you'll get out, whether it's going for a walk. There's a lot of things happening at the YMCA where I'm a member. You can go over and use the pool and some of the exercise equipment. They're always open over there. Great people over there helping you to become stronger physically and mentally. Look at that. Mike Kettenzer. Yeah, you've got the muscles. Sure. And there's also the water fire tonight. That's a full lighting tonight. I believe that starts at dusk, and it's always a wonderful time. Very spiritual, very quiet, great crowds. Probably one of the most peaceful assemblies of probably, 10 to 15,000 people in downtown Providence that you'll ever see. The music is just great. All the volunteers do a wonderful job putting the wood on. We love to just sit there and watch all the gondolas and the people that take the boat rides up the little river there. I believe that's the Providence River. And that's just a wonderful experience as well. How are we doing for time there, Mike? We're going to wrap it up? Okay. Yeah, we're about a minute to go. Thank you for joining us today. I'll be filling in sometime in the next several weeks, either for Paul Healy or Dominic or Elaine. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, Dave Kane and Donna Sprague, Live Talk Radio. I'm sure they'll have a lot of things to talk about, and he always has great guests. Call Dave and Donna, 508-222-1320. Thanks for being with us, and Elaine will be back next week on Out and About. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful summer. When it drops.